break I'm looking for. Get behind me, pull out every star. I want a happy ending, tired of pretending. Let them get the best of me.
It isn't Jaws 3.
Lighten up, Max. I didn't know anybody was here.
Next time you ring the bell like that, you better be on fire.
Okay, I didn't see anyone. Where were you anyway?
Well, if you'd like to know, nature called.
Well, looks like Mother Nature called you and hung up.
Bingo. One for the lady with the runaway mouth.
Give me 2 pounds of roast beef. A pound of pastrami, some coleslaw, a loaf of rye bread.
I'll be with you in a minute.
That's okay. Take your time.
Anything else?
How about the Swiss cheese? Is it fresh?
Absolutely. It was yodeling this morning.
Okay, well, give me some pastrami and we slice it real thin. But watch out for your fingers because you have to count with them.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
Hey. School out already?
Well, not regular school, but I go to a special school for bright kids. I'm one of those mentally gifted genius children you read about.
Oh, really? I met a genius once. He told me chicken fat would grow hair.
Is that sturgeon?
In the flesh.
Sturgeon? Oh, Max, I haven't had sturgeon in years. Is that 2250? What do you feed it, lobster?
Hey, now, I don't make any profit on sturgeon. It costs me $19 wholesale. And with the overage and the spoilage, I make about 8 cents a pound.
I still couldn't afford it.
What about shark?
What about shark?
Well, if the shark eats the sturgeon, you get 2 for 1.
Very funny. Can I have my groceries, please?
Yeah, here it is. That'll be $20 plus tax.
For what?
For a service with a smile.
Max, please don't smile on my food. You'll spoil it.
Hey.
Oh, here, ma'am. Let me carry that out for you.
Hey, wait a minute, kid. Hey, wait a minute. Hey.
Why? What's the matter?
What's the matter? This kid is stealing me blind.
What are you talking about?
I didn't take anything.
You didn't, huh? What is this? Pizza looking for an anchovy?
How did they get in there?
Oh, they were probably going upstream to spawn under your armpit. I'm going to call the cops.
No, wait. Listen, this is my cousin from Alabama. And everything that she took, I told her to buy for me. Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Well, what about this? Did you tell her to buy smoked oysters?
Oh, yes. I smoke 3 cans a day.
And what about this? A Wonder Woman comic book?
Oh, that's the story of my life. Me and my sister got to get home now, okay?
Cousin. Cousin.
Yes, my cousin. Okay, well, bye-bye, Max.
See you at the Shoplifters Anonymous meeting.
Yeah. Now, I want you to tell me, what were you doing in that store today?
She already told you, Nell. She was taking orders for Girl Scout cookies.
Samantha, please go upstairs and do your homework.
Hey, Danny. Catch you later.
Hang loose. I like that girl. She's a good cook. She's nice. And she'll believe anything.
Okay, out with it, Danny.
Out with what?
Why were you shoplifting?
I wasn't shoplifting. I just had
a temporary cash flow problem.
Okay, where are your parents?
Well, my daddy is working on a tramp steamer, and right now he's in South America rounding up tramps.
Okay, where's your mother?
She's in training for the Olympics.
Oh, what's her specialty, throwing the ball? Listen, Dad, I'm really getting tired of your lies, honey. I mean, for someone supposed to be as smart as you are, can't you realize when someone's trying to be nice to you?
All right. I never knew my father. And my mother ran away when I was 3.
Is that a lie, too?
I wish it was.
All right. Well, where have you been staying, then?
With my grandmother.
Come on.
What are you doing?
Get up. You're going to call your grandmother.
I can't.
Danny, call your grandmother.
She's sick.
Call your grandmother. What's the matter, Danny?
She died 3 weeks ago. Just get away from me.
Danny.
I got nowhere to go. And someone else moved into our apartment.
Danny. But where have you been staying since your grandmother died?
Hanging out, sleeping in empty buildings, stealing food. When the city catches me, they're gonna wind up putting me in a home somewhere. Nobody's gonna lock me in a cage now.
Come here.
Just don't touch
me. Please, come on, just relax. Come on, trust me, please. Come on, you're all right.
No. He was just so gorgeous.
I know, what's happening?
Oh, you got company.
Yes, girls, this is Danny. Danny, this is Julie and Katie.
Hi.
What store did they rob?
No, they belong to me.
I see the resemblance.
Are you a friend of Nell's?
Yeah! Nell and I go way back. She and my mother used to be stewardesses.
Come on.
On jumbo jets?
Why don't you two excuse us a minute? Let me and my old friend talk for a moment, okay?
Sure. Let's get something to eat.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the food, Nell. I gotta go.
Wait a minute. We're not through talking. You just can't go around living in empty buildings.
Look,
Danny,
you don't have to worry about me. I can stand on my own 2 feet. I go it alone. Now, don't now take me away.
Well, so much for going it alone.
Is this the kid you met down at the deli?
How did you find out about that?
I had a very interesting call from Max Green.
Look. I can explain.
Now I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah, honey, it's right in there. Go see a door, go in there.
Now look at me.
Okay, all right. So she swiped a few things. I paid for them. The poor kid. I mean, she had no place to go.
The poor kid may not be so poor. In fact, she may be middle class. According to Max, she swiped $200 from his register.
Oh, please, Chief, are you gonna believe a man whose head glows in the dark? Oh, what are you doing here?
I came to visit my money. Where is it?
Search me?
Search you? That would take a month. Now, where's the kid? I want my money.
Take it easy, Max.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if she was in on it.
You got 5 seconds to apologize, or the next chopped liver you serve will be your own.
Now, Max has got a legitimate complaint that has to be investigated.
Oh, hi, Mr. Delicatessen.
honey, the chief and Mr. Green here, they seem to think that you stole $200.
Me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Take a good look at this face. You think I'm kidding?
It doesn't look like you're breathing. Search me. Go ahead. Search me.
Search it now.
Well, I did see Hill Street Blues, okay. She's clean.
I can't believe you think I'd do a thing like that.
All I know is when she came in the store, the money was in the register. And when she left, it was gone.
Hey, that's the trouble with you older guys. First the hair goes, then the eyes. Come
here. I'm afraid I'm going to have to take you in, young lady. I found this $20 bill floating in the bowl.
Stop. Wait, Stinny. Stop it. Sit down.
You flushed the rest of it down, didn't you?
You see? Do your duty. Hit her with a chokehold. That's what it is. This little monster, $180 right down the toilet. Now what am I going to do?
Would you like to borrow my snorkel?
I don't care what you say. She's just a kid. I don't care.
Calm down, huh? I take it you want to press charge.
Absolutely.
Chief, can I please just have a moment with Max, please?
I'll be right back.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going to dry off this 20.
Max, you sit down, man, please. Max, you don't really want to send this little girl to jail, do you?
I was thinking more of the electric chair.
You know, you're right. She has to pay for her crime, even if she is an orphan.
She's an orphan? She probably sold her mother and father.
Just see you a minute. Come here. Just what good is it going to do to put her in jail?
Well, at least my aunt always will feel a little safer.
Okay, Max, we are seated. You got two choices. One, you can put the little girl in jail and get nothing. Or you can let her work in your store and pay off the $200 that she stole.
I don't want that little thief around my store.
I'm not going to work for him.
Okay. Let's go. Put on your coat. Come on, let's go.
Hold it, Chief. Maybe I'll drop the charges.
Why are you changing your mind?
Well, I ever since I saw that Annie movie, I got a soft spot for orphans. Get in the car, kid. Hey. Leave the tape deck where it is.
Thanks, Nell. I'm going to wait for Kermit the Frog in the car.
Look, Max, you're making the right decision. Believe me, you will not regret this.
That's what my salesman said to me when he sold me my DeLorean. Give me that.
Sure.
Isn't my order ready yet? My lord, you're slow.
Here you are, lady.
I don't suppose you have someone who can help me with these.
Danny!
Yo, what's happening, Pops?
Come on, kid. You can daydream later. Move it!
Hey, wait a minute now. The only one that yells at that kid is me.
What? I never.
With that face, you never will. What are
looking at? Move it, move it! Hurry up! Hey, listen, kid. I got one for you. A guy told me this joke. Two sardines are swimming in the ocean, see? And all of a sudden they see this submarine. And one sardine turns to the other one and says, look at that, canned people. What's wrong with you, kid, huh? What, you got a broken arm? You didn't touch your food tonight.
Get off my back, Pops.
Kid, you don't understand. Carrots are delicious for you. It makes you strong.
Forget it, I'm not Bugs Bunny.
Kid, don't you know what carrots can do? Helps you with your reflexes, helps you with your eyesight. Who knows, someday you might want to steal hubcaps off moving cars.
Lighten up, will you?
Lighten up, will I? All right. Okay, if you're finished with your meal, clear the table.
You expect me to clear the table, too?
That's right, I expect you to clear the table, too.
All clear.
You want to be the only kid on the sun? What did you do that for?
Why not? This place is one big trash bag.
That's it, kid. You're out of the will.
Hey, look, if you want me to live, you're going to have to make some changes.
What do you think this is, Little House on the Prairie?
And toss that beat-up old rug.
This beat-up old rug was given to me by my grandmother from the old country.
Where's that?
Brooklyn. Gee, are you stupid.
And you can get some curtains and repaint the walls.
Listen, this was good enough for my wife, and it's going to be good enough for you.
Your wife? You mean you actually got someone to marry you?
Hey, I'm getting tired of your smart mouth, kid.
Hey, I'm getting tired of your mouth. You noticed I left out smart.
We got a problem, kid.
Oh, we got a problem, kid.
No, kid, this isn't going to work out.
I feel bad.
What? What was it? What was it? Something you ate down in the store today?
Well, I didn't really eat anything except for some sturgeon.
How much?
Everything after the head.
$22.50. $22.50 a pound. I should let you die.
But I hardly touched the pickled beets and the three-bean salad.
Hey, don't crawl up on the roof, kid. Not in here. Not in here, kid. Listen, kid, could I give you a bit of advice? Lift up the seat.
Every time she flushes, I lose money.
How do you feel, kid?
I'm okay.
You'll be all right. Here, go to sleep. You'll sleep over here.
Yeah. Yeah, where's my bed?
On the sofa.
Okay, I slept in worse dumps.
Hey, kid, what are you doing? Don't you remember anything? You're a girl. You don't get undressed in the living room. Go in the bathroom and put on your pajamas.
What pajamas?
Oh, put on my pajamas. They're on back of the door on a hook. Hurry up.
Okay.
Boy, something. This kid's today.
These are kind of big.
Well, put them on for tonight. And tomorrow we'll put you on a hook and stretch you.
What are you doing with all this Grecian for me?
That's in case if Ronald Reagan comes over to visit, he'll feel comfortable. And kid, don't be touching my personal stuff.
Okay. Where's my blanket?
Here. It's an old one I had from the Navy.
I didn't know they had horses in the Navy.
Here, kid, you'll need a pillow.
No. That's okay. I don't need a pillow.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. That's a little lumpy. What's with this? Hey.
Okay. You got me. I'll call the cops.
No, forget it, kid. You don't have to call the cops. I understand.
What do you understand?
Hey, I've been there. I haven't been this rich all my life.
I can tell by your belly you haven't been hungry.
Come here, kid. You know, when I was your age, things weren't easy for me. My mother, she used to send me to the butcher store to get a free bone for the dog. Only we didn't have a dog. And then at night, my stomach would start to growl. And all the neighbors thought we really had a dog. You know, I guess that's why I opened a deli. I really do. You know, I always figure if ever I get hungry, I'll always have plenty to eat. I guess you're like me. You need to be near some groceries, too.
I'm sorry I took it. I'll put it back in the store.
No, that's okay, kid. You keep it. You have something with you in case I throw you out.
Okay, turn out the light.
Hey, wait a minute, kid. You're some sort of weirdo. Don't you say your prayers before you go to bed? Every kid says their prayers.
Hey, I don't believe in God.
Yeah, well, maybe he don't believe in you either.
If there was a God, he wouldn't have let my grandmother die.
Hey, kid. Your grandmother died. My wife died. We all die. That's life.
Are you gonna die?
Yeah, but don't hold your breath. Kneel. Okay. Now repeat after me. Now I lay me down to sleep.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
And if I die before I wake.
I hate that part.
You know something? When I was a kid, I hated that part, too.
Can't we just get to the God blesses?
Go for it.
God bless Grandma, Grandpa, my mother, my father, Nell, Samantha, and the Dodgers. Did I miss anyone?
No.
Well, now, can I go to sleep?
Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow, kid.
Mr. Green?
Yeah, kid?
Hey, Pops, I didn't forget you. I just didn't want you to get cocky.
Good night, kid.
Good night.